The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. Tariq Pinkston here. You are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration. Let's get this music playing. There we go. All right. So this show comes on every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. So with that being said, the show was created to help fill your cups. There we go. Allergy season, people. I'm feeling it quite a bit, but I'm going to get through this. But with that being said, let me clarify. This show is meant to uplift. This show was created for the person in mind that is constantly giving, giving, and giving. And I just wanted to say that I see you, I feel you, and I understand you. As a very empathetic guy, I've always seen other people's point of views and always wanted to share my love and make sure they were okay. But I learned quite a few things that it's okay to give to me as well. And so that's what I normally talk about on here, the importance of giving to self. But with that being said, let's get into this music, all right? The first thing that I'm going to play is from John B., and the song is called Don't Talk, here on WTBR.
For a second on the balcony, scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. I thought you can't handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on, don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, you kinda got your feeling dizzy. It's alright. With the corner perfume, smelling all good, it's getting hot in the room. All pressed on you, and I know you feel it too. And that's alright. Pardon me, I'ma back up and be a gentleman. And if it's really real, then you can tell me when. And that's when she pulled me close and said, do it again. Come on, don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, I kinda got you feeling dizzy.
This show going with Boyz II Men, Motown, Philly. Now, I want to see how many people can do the running man to this, have a good time, bring back those old school 90s dances. All right, here we go on WTBR.
What matter, just don't curse.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Yeah. What's up, going on?
Boyz II Men in effect, yeah, and it's about time. Yo, let's lift this up.
Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men, Boyz II Men, Boyz II Men.
No time to look back again. Yo, these four new jacks is real smooth on a homie chip. Nate, Mike, Sean, and Juan, you know the mentality. Boys, keep flipping the gift.
My spotlight is on us now. Watch us do this. Live and direct from Philly Town.
Rapping, hyping, we can get down.
We are ready to roll, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away?
Everybody singing that bass, and it sounds cool.
So we started a group, and here we are, kicking it just for you.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. That was Motown Philly from Boys to Men. I tell you what, man, that song puts a smile on my face. It just brings me back to when I was younger, when everybody would wear the backwards clothes, you know, crisscross, all of that. It's just, it takes me back. But with that being said, I didn't really approach this show with a theme per se, so I'm going to share what just comes to my mind. And when I was listening to that song, this is what came to my mind. So we all go through things that don't seem fair. We've all tripped. We've all stumbled. But did you know you also have a choice in your response? Don't allow those emotions to run you. You can honor those emotions and use them in a way that helps serve and uplift humanity. Now, I said that before, but I haven't said this. The reason why I played Motown Philly is because there's importance in dancing. There's importance of just feeling good. There's an importance of just allowing yourself to be. Sometimes we can obsess about the things we don't like or we don't agree with. And we make it our whole world. But this is the thing, it's a world. And your world could be joyful if you choose. Now, with that being said, let's get back into the music. I feel like playing something in regards to love. So here's Darnell Jones with You Know That I Love You here on WTBR.
Still the only woman in my world.
WTBR, you are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration, and we're going to keep this show going with Brandy, I Wanna Be Down. Playing a lot of 90s lately, at least today, here on WTBR. WTBR. Now, hello, wonderful people. If you're just tuning in, this is 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I hope you're having an absolutely phenomenal time. I know I'm having a great time playing these 90s hits. I was going to bounce all over the place, but something's calling me to play those 90s. So I'm going to stick here for a little while. I mean, we only have about 15 minutes left, but I'll hang out there until I get the cue to play something else. But with that being said, I mentioned earlier how it's important to, give yourself permission to have joy and dance and embrace the moment, right? And so now I wanted to just talk about a gift my son gave me today. So my 9-year-old, he makes it a point to draw me up some things, and he just today he drew me something. I guess he created his own mail service and everything, and he had his baby brother deliver it. And meaning upstairs. So the point is, I got to the letter and it said, "Dad, I love you. And for all the things that you do for me, I really appreciate you and mommy." And as a dad, you know, we may not always show those emotions externally, but believe me, we feel it. And for me, I'll show it, but I'm just talking about the typical, dad that I've noticed anyway in my world. I felt so much joy before coming in here because it was just a moment. He worked hard. He just wanted to deliver. And he said, "You know what? I want to share what's on my heart, Dad." And it felt good. So When was the last time you sent that text to somebody that you truly appreciate and told them, I care, or I appreciate you, or your kind words really spoke to me? When was the last time you walked over to your neighbor, you know, that neighbor that you adore, and just say, hey, I just wanted to check up on you, see if you were okay, see if you're all right. Do you need anything? You know, or just say, I appreciate you. See, in too many cases, we tend to give the people roses when they're not here. And knowing me, I'm going to get deep. But we tend to give the roses while they're not here. And after they go, yes, we can say these things, and yes, they hear us, they feel us and everything, but why not give it to them in the moment? Say, I appreciate you. You inspire me. You're the one who inspired me to write those books. You're the one who inspired me to go into motivational speaking or write that song. There's something about something you said to me years ago that really spoke to my heart. So with that being said, share what you feel, because you and all of us can be and are an inspiration if you allow it. With that being said, let's get back into that music. So I wanted to keep it to the 90s. And yes, so what I'm going to play now is SWV's Week. Now, Around My Way, I grew up on the west side of Pittsfield. This song you would hear quite a bit. Yes, it was a slow song, but these girls can sing. I'm talking about sang. All right, let's get into it. This is SWV with Week here on WTBR.
Take over me, and I dance. It looks so amazing. It's
WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. Tariq Pinkston here. 30 minutes of inspiration. Of course, this show comes on every Friday from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Now, earlier I mentioned quite a few things, the importance of, you know, reaching out and just telling people how you feel in the moment, you know. I also talked about one other thing, and it's for some reason it's escaping my mind. This is randomized. It's just coming to me. So I'm going to move forward. But with that being said, this is for whoever needs to hear it. Now, I know you've had the weight of the world on your shoulders to the point where it's affected your posture. And it took you a long time to get to where you're at. So you've been walking with your head high. You've been enjoying your days much more. You've been feeling stronger and more capable than you ever have before. And with that being said, I just want to say I congratulate you. I am cheering for you. I, too, know the feeling of having a hard time getting out of bed due to depression or whatever it may have been, or embarrassment of maybe something somebody has said before in the past. But the cool thing is about the fact that you've gotten up today is people get to see your uniqueness. People don't always talk about you because they don't like you. A lot of times people will talk about you because they do like you. There's something about you that they just can't ignore. So no one spends their time on things that they don't see value in. So, again, no one spends time on things that they normally don't see value in. So the fact that they may be saying some things, the fact they may be doing some things, the fact that they may be giving you those looks, there's obviously something sharing with you. There's obviously something about that or within that. So it's not that you need to accept it. But what I am saying is you are special. You are amazing. You are worthy. You shine bright. And sometimes you may just take the attention from the room and bring it to you. You ever had that where you walk in and everyone stops and stares? You ever had that when you walk into a room, all of a sudden, no one wants to look at you? Have you ever had moments where people have said and done things that have really let you down and hurt you because you have a good heart? Well, I just wanted to say this. Don't lose that good heart. It is a gift. It is definitely a gift. Genuine people don't realize just how much we are needed in this world. So please stay genuine. Keep being you and keep up the good work. This is the end of the show. My name is Tariq Pinkston. Oh, if you want more information on me, you can go to these two websites, bacoachllc.com. And radianthealingfrequency.com. Now, let's keep this show going. I wanted to play a song that's near and dear to me and that I enjoyed as a kid. So if you are familiar with my show, I tend to play songs that are very different. And this song is called Sail On from the Commodores. Now, my mom would play this song on repeat with the cassette. From my sister and I, and it had a country vibe, but it had a lot of soul with it. And you know, Lionel Richie, you know, that's yeah, he stems from this group right here. But with that being said, I will see you next week. Again, it's every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. And let's enjoy some Commodores. It's talking about Sailing On here on WTBR. I see you next week, and I love you.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Sail on. I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't. be best to stay. I guess I move along. I'm looking for a good time. Sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy. You gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues. I'm tired of being used. I want everyone to know